Good evening, everyone. It's the Cass Daily Show.
Oh, Cassie.
Really, Cass?
Cassandra!
All right, I did it, and I'm glad.
Well, let's spend another day with the Dailies. It's right after breakfast. Cass's father's getting ready to go to work at the bank. Her sister Helen is about to go to work at the office. And Cass is already at work in the kitchen doing the dishes with Grandpa.
Oh, gee, Grandpa. You know, it's nice of you to dry the dishes for me.
Oh, glad to do it, Cassie girl. You need help. Family like this dirties up an awful lot of dishes.
You said it, Grandpa. Getting so, I have dishpan hands clear up to my armpits.
Well, maybe it's the kind of soap you're using.
Oh, no, no. This is the latest thing. It's got that brand new germicidal formula.
Oh, kills germs, eh?
Well, not exactly. It makes the germs kill themselves.
Huh?
Yeah, you see, the soap is made of alcohol and sand.
Alcohol and sand?
Yeah, so the germs get drunk and throw rocks at each other.
That sounds like one of the germs that killed vaudeville.
Yeah. Oh, Cass. Oh, yes, Helen.
Will you please put this orchid in the refrigerator for me? I want to keep it fresh for the dance tonight.
Oh, sure.
And please don't do like you did last time and put it in the vegetable compartment. It's very embarrassing to go to a dance and have your orchid smell like an onion.
Well, what's wrong with that? You'll be dancing with tears in your eyes.
How gauche.
Fine, how gauche it with you?
Don't be stupid. That's why you're not invited out by the best people, as I am. My escort tonight, for instance, is the most eligible young bachelor in town. Bruce Burkhart.
Oh, that dull face.
Why, how can you say that? Bruce has classic features. It's as though a sculptor modeled his face from fine clay.
Yeah. And then dropped it while it was still wet.
Oh, Cass, really, you're impossible. Just take care of the orchid.
That's telling her, Cassie.
Cassandra?
Yes, Dad?
Now, what does Prissy Pants want?
Cassandra?
What's your trouble, Buster?
Father, I've asked you not to call me Buster. Can't you find something else to call me?
Sure. There's plenty of snappy stuff the kids write on fences. Jason Daly is a big...
Father! Now, please. Cassandra, I've been working all week on a report to show the bank president, Mr. Thorndyke. I left it on the table, and now it's gone.
A report?
Yes, an account of the cash I'm responsible for. It's a piece of paper with figures on it.
Well, gee, Dad, I haven't... Oh, what's this here on the windowsill? Here's a piece of paper with figures on it. $5 to win, $2 to place, and Gypsy Rose to show.
Cassie, those are my bets for today.
Oh, well, Gramps, why didn't you tell me? No, Dad, really, I didn't see any report.
Are you sure you didn't put it in one of your pockets?
Of course I'm sure. Do you think I'm an idiot?
No comment.
Here, I'll show you. It isn't in this pocket. It isn't in this one. It isn't in... It is... Well. How did that get in there?
Well,
I must be getting to the bank. I have to turn in my cash today. Good day, Cass. Good day, Father.
Good day, Buster.
Oh!
You know something, Grandpa? I'm a little worried about Dad.
Yeah,
he's been working so hard at the bank lately. Well, I really think it's starting to affect him. He's getting awfully absent-minded.
Oh, that's nothing, Cash. Why, he's always had streaks like that. I remember one time in college while he was studying real hard for an exam.
Did he get absent-minded then?
I'll say he did. One night he came home in a rainstorm, he put his umbrella to bed, and he stood in the corner and dripped all night.
Oh, the poor darling. Say, maybe he's cracking up again.
Oh, I don't think so. And just because I ride him a little, don't think that I ain't mighty fond of that boy.
Oh, I know you are, Grandpa.
Only trouble with Jason is he worries too much. What he needs is to loosen up a little. Go on a wing ding once in a while.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Grandpa. You know, that's the trouble with a lot of people. They've never really learned how to enjoy themselves.
Work and work for years and years. You're always on the go. You never take a minute off. Too busy making love. Someday you say you'll have your fun when you're a millionaire. Imagine all the fun you'll have in your old rocking chair. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as the wind. Enjoy yourself later than you think. You're gonna take that ocean trip, no matter come what may. You've got your reservations, but you just can't get away. Next year for sure, you'll see the world, you'll really get around. But how far can you travel when you're 6 feet underground? Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as swiftly as the wind. Enjoy yourself, it's getting late. Don't hesitate, you shouldn't wait. It's later than you think.
That's good advice, Cassie. Now, why don't you take it yourself, huh?
Well, all right, Grandpa. I guess I'm just imagining things about Dad.
Why, sure. Well, I think I'll go in the library. Got some figures to go over myself. My Artists and Models magazine come today. I'll see you later, Cassie.
Okay, Grandpa. Oh, dear. Say, it's time for my favorite radio serial about the girl who works in the laundry. Starchy O'Neill.
Good morning, ladies. Yeah. We bring you the true life story of Starchy O'Neill, girl mangler. There is a crisis in the laundry. 10 pillow slips have been stolen, and the thief is none other than Starchy's father. Right now, Starchy is visiting him in his prison cell. Let's listen.
Father!
Daughter. Daughter.
Father!
You know, I think they're related.
You.
I.
Oh.
Ah.
Well, that takes care of the vowels.
I'll get 20 years for this, but it wasn't my fault. First, I began getting absent-minded.
Just like my dad.
It all began when I started working too hard in wet wash.
I wonder if he stood in the corner and dipped all night, too.
Before long, I was stealing things without knowing it. I became a subconscious kleptomaniac.
Oh, maybe that's what my dad is.
My father's a subconscious kleptomaniac.
So is mine! My father's an unconscious kleptopontiac.
Say, what if he starts stealing money at the bank? He'll go to prison. Starchy O'Neill's father got 20 years for 10 pillow slips. That's 2 years a slip. Gee, if Dad steals $100, he'll get
$200. Years. He'll get 200 years. Poor Dad. He'll come out of prison an old man. Oh, I better go down the bank and stop him. Dad, take your hand out of the cash drawer. I'm coming!
Well, looks like I got here in time. I don't see any police in the bank. Ah, there's Dad behind the teller's window. Hello, Dad.
Cass, what are you doing here?
Well, I was going to go swimming in the pool this afternoon, but it was too crowded. So I thought I'd come to the bank and float alone.
Cassandra, that's not funny. Now, just what is it you want?
Well, I have a big financial deal that I want you to take care of. Yeah.
Oh, financial deal? Well, I'll take care of it right now. What is it?
You got two nickels for a dime?
Cassandra, I'm very busy right now. I have to count this money and turn it in at once.
Count your money? Oh, well, I'll just stand here and keep an eye on you. I mean, watch you.
Supposed to have $10,000. Where was I? Oh, yes. $4,000. $5,000.
Probably imagining the whole thing.
$6,000.
Sure, he's got the $10,000 all right.
$7,000. $8,000. $8,000.
Do I hear nine?
Cash, there's $2,000 missing.
$2,000?
Cash, I'd better go see the head cashier. I'll be out in a little while.
Yeah, in 200 years. Oh, poor Dad. He'll never remember where you put that money. I'll just bet you that he...
Well, hello, Cass.
Oh, hello, Mr. Thorndike. How is the president of the bank today?
Just fine. And how are you?
Oh, peachy corky. Mr. Thorndike, supposing someone working here at the bank took some money. Not much, but, just a teensy-weensy $2,000. You wouldn't do anything to them, would you?
Oh, wouldn't I? I'd prosecute him to the fullest extent of the law. Yes, sir. Anyone who steals from Otto P. Thorndike is going to take a long trip. Up the river.
Up the river?
Yes. Where are you going, Cass?
I think I'll go out and buy Dad a rowboat.
Well, just like in the soap operas, Cass Daly faces life. And her father faces prison unless Cass can find out where he put the $2,000. She's decided there is just one person who can help her father, a psychologist.
Here's the office. Dr. Hugo Hoff, psychologist, biologist, and phrenologist. Phrenologist. I don't know what it means, but it sounds very tenacitating.
Come in!
Hello.
How do you do?
Well,
Sit down.
Are you Dr. Hoff or Frankie Lane?
I am Dr. Hoff. People who are a little off come to see Hoff. I just got off a joke.
Yeah, you didn't get off it fast enough. Dr. Hoff, I.
Now, young lady, you need a psychologist, yes?
Yes.
Well, you have come to the right place, Dr. Hoff. Now, is there trouble?
I came to see you about my father.
Oh.
Yes, you see, he's...
A kleptomaniac.
Oh, gee.
My tooth.
You think you can cure him?
Certain shock treatment.
Shock treatment? What you mean? Dr. Hoff, are you a psychologist?
Certainly. Why, Dr. Schnitzer. The saying, two heads.
Gosh, how did he figure that out?
Simple. He had two heads. Joke. People who are a little off people who are a little off come to see off. I just got off a joke.
Yeah, you didn't get off it fast enough. Dr. Hoff, I am...
Now, young lady, you need a psychologist, yes?
Yes.
Well, you have come to the right place. Dr. Hoff, now, is there trouble?
I came to see you about my father.
Ooh.
Yes, you see, he's...
A kleptomaniac.
Oh, gee.
My tooth.
You think you can cure him?
Certain shock treatment.
Shock treatment? What you mean? Dr. Hoff, are you sure you're a real psychologist?
Certainly. Why, Dr. Schnitzer. He is the man who originated the saying, two heads are better than one.
Gosh, how did he figure that out? Yeah, well, doctor, look, I wonder if you can come over to our house tonight and talk to my father.
Impossible, I'm too busy.
Well, I just thought that maybe you could help him find the $2,000.
$2,000? Shall I be there?
Ooh. Shall we say 8 o'clock?
It is a date. Huff won't be late. It is a date. Huff won't be late.
Okay, now don't come formal. Just wear your straitjacket. Oh, gee. It's 8 o'clock and Dad isn't home from the bank yet. I hope he gets here before that psychologist. Uh-oh. Gee, I hope that's Dad.
Good evening, Mrs. Daly.
Oh, it's Singing Sam, huh?
Thank you. Is Mr. Daly home?
No, not yet, but he'll be here any minute, Doctor.
Oh, no. Tonight, do not call me Doctor. I am Hugo Huff, piano tuner.
Piano tuner?
Yes. That way your father won't be suspicious. Clever, no? While we are talking, I will be tuning the piano like this. Do, 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 do. Re, 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 re.
Okay.
I sure hope this works. You've simply got to find out where Dad put... Oh, that must be Dad now. I'd better get out of here so he won't see me. Well, Doc?
Do not worry. I've handled kleptomaniacs before.
Hey, who are you, Bob?
I'm the piano tuner. Who are you? So, you're Mr. Daly. Where's the do?
Speaking of dough, I made a big haul today.
A haul? Oh, oh, now we're getting warm. Mr. Daly, the money?
Well, I don't want the family to know, but I put it on a cute little filly named Gypsy Rose.
Uh-huh. Runs around yep. with women.
Yep, I put every cent I had right on her nose.
Place to hide money.
Well, you should have seen her today. She took off her wraps and really showed me her form.
Shocking. Mr. Daly, I can see that you are attracted to this Gypsy Rose.
I sure am. She's the prettiest thing on four legs.
Four legs? And Dr. Schnitzer only had two heads.
Yes, sirree. I can close my eyes right now and see her standing there, shooing flies with her tail.
This is too much. Miss Daly, Miss Daly. Sorry, I can do nothing for this man. He's toot-toot-toot finny.
Well, what does that mean?
Screwy as a ping-pong ball.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Bob.
Oh, now, Mr. Hoff, he isn't my...
Enough. Here's my bill. $25, $20 for the visit, and $5 for tuning the piano. Goodbye!
What in Sam Hill is going on here?
Oh, well, Grandpa, he was a psychologist. I wanted him to find out where Dad hid the money he stole.
What?
Well, he was our last hope. Now what am I going to do? Oh, I'll bet that's the police. Well, I'll have to talk to them. Hello, Chief.
What? This is Mr. Thorndyke. Yes, president of the bank. Is your father home?
Why, no, I thought he was at the bank.
No, he left. We've been looking for him.
Maybe he took a powder.
What's that?
Oh, I said he stopped off for a bowl of chowder.
Well, he'll be there soon. I'm coming right over.
Oh, they're coming to arrest him. Farewell, Dad.
I hope you get an outside cell. There's no way to save you now.
See? I'll tell Mr. Thorndike I took the $2,000. And if he asks me what I did with it, I'll say...
I don't know.
Oh, there's Mr. Thorndike now. Well, I'm ready to confess.
I don't know.
Pardon?
Oh, Mr. Thorndike.
Thank you.
No, matter of fact, you don't... Mr. Thorndike, I have decided to sing.
Well, that's nice. What are you going to sing?
Oh, you don't understand. I want to confess everything.
Hmm?
You're looking at a kleptomaniac.
What's come over you?
Well, I've been taking things all my life. Pulled my first job when I was just a baby. I stole a pair of diapers. But they finally pinned it on me.
You don't say.
Yeah. So you see, Mr. Thorndike, if there's any money missing from the bank, I am the one that took it. So just slip the cuffs on me. I'll go quietly.
Cass, what makes you steal things like this?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Thorndike. It's just that sometimes all of a sudden something comes over on me. I get a little crazy. It's coming over me right away now.
Cass! Cass Taylor! Are you all right?
Oh, sure I'm all right.
Cass!
Who are you?
Why, I'm Mr. Thorndike. Don't you know me?
Oh. Now I see your face clearly. Now it's fading away. And now it's coming back. Now it's fading away. You must be on television.
Cass, you've got to pull yourself together.
You're right, Mr. Thorndike. Tomorrow I'll buy myself a girdle. I'm going to slip it on and pull myself together.
Cass, control yourself.
Oh, all right, I'll try. There. Now I'm all right. You don't have to worry about me, Mr. Thorndike. I got myself under perfect control. Why, I'm just as quiet as the... Stand on my shoes, meet my baby and tell him the news. I bet my bundle on a sway back nag, and I came home a winner with plenty of swag. 1 foot, 2 foot, 2 foot drag. Swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Dig a little dig and a dig and a zag, and listen to the trumpet, sugar foot rag. Got a big jug of cider and a bottle of wine. One's for my honey and the other is mine. Sip on the cider and sip on the wine, and we'll both sit together and we'll have a good time. 1 foot, 2 foot, 3 foot drag. Swing your sugarfoot rag. I walk right up and stomp on the floor. Swing up the middle with a shoe size 4. 1 foot, 2 foot, 2 foot drag. Bring your honey to the sugarfoot rag. Dig a little dig and a dig and a zag. And listen to me, sugarfoot rag. Body, your soul, be up. Betty, stop. Betty, who's the boy and bay? Body, who's the man, who's the man, who's the buddy? Sorry, sorry, sorry. Drag. Swing your honey to the foot of the drag.
Cass, please, calm yourself.
Okay. I'm all right now. Take me away now before Dad gets here, will you?
Cass, I don't know how to say this. You see, I came to tell your father that he was not short $2,000 after all. The head cashier made a mistake.
He did? Then Dad won't have to go to jail.
No, but I'm afraid I will have to discharge him. I can't employ the father of a kleptomaniac. It might run in the family.
Oh, but please, Mr. Thorndyke, it was all my fault. You see,
easy, Cass, easy, please. Don't give up hope. I'm sure someday you'll be cured of this dreadful habit of stealing things. Good night.
Good night. Oh, Mr. Thorndyke.
Yes, Cass?
Here's your watch. Gee, it's late. I wonder where Dad is. Probably out pounding the pavement looking for a job. Oh, crap. It's all my fault.
Oh, no, no, Cassie, it isn't either. Now, don't you worry yourself about it.
I know. I'll get a job at the laundry like in the soap opera. I'll be starchy daily. I'll come in the morning, take off my hat, I'll mind my business, I'll never chat. I'll wet in the wet and flat in the flat, I'll flat in the flat, though it's flat. That's that. Oh, there's Father.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dad. Did you find another job?
No.
Oh.
I'm still at the bank.
You are?
Yes, Cassandra. I finally explained to Mr. Thorndyke that you weren't a kleptomaniac. But when he realized that you were trying to make a sacrifice for me, well, he thought I had a pretty wonderful daughter. And you know, my dear, so do I.
Ah, Dad, go
on. Well, anyway, it's nice to know that there aren't any kleptomaniacs in the family, huh?
Sure is, Dad. Here, let me get you slippers and a cigarette,
fine.
Huh?
Thank you.
Say, Dad, what happened to our silver cigarette box that was on the table? It's gone.
Well, I didn't take it.
I certainly didn't.
Don't look at me.
Come in.
Hello.
Why, Dr. Huff.
Oh, it's quite embarrassing. When I was here this afternoon, I picked up your cigarette box. Wasn't that absent-minded of me?
Well, thank you, Dr. Huff.
Not at all, not at all. Well, I must go home and analyze myself. Dr. Huff is off with the pop. Goodbye.
Goodbye. And good night, folks.
Be sure to dial our way again next Thursday night at the same time for Cass Daly with Willard Waterman as Jason Daly, Fred Howard as Grandpa, and Lorene Tuttle as Sister Helen. Dr. Hoff played by Fritz Feld, Mr. Thorndyke by Earl Ross. The Cass Daly Show is produced and directed by Frank Gill, Jr. and co-authored by Gene Stone and Jack Robinson.
Next, Duffy's Tavern with Ed Archie Gardner on NBC.